Welcome to Boost Power Podcast. Inspiration, insights, and ideas for your business and your journey.
Hi, welcome to Boost Power Podcast. This is your host, Betsy Wiersma. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and it's going to be better today because we have Dr. Debbie Silber on the show today. Amazing woman on fire for helping others in this world. Dr. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Looking forward to our chat.
So I picked up Debbie in a green room. I know, not in a bar, not shopping, not out for a glass of wine. I met her in a green room at the TEDx Cherry Creek talks that we did here in Denver, Colorado. And she was such a bright light and so on fire for helping others and really getting great content to the world in so many formats. I just had to know her more. And you are the lucky listeners to get to talk to her today.
Oh, well, thank you so much. First of all, I think I picked you up in the green room because we have a mutual friend. And when I heard your name, I said, oh, wait, that's the one that we both know. You know, so I made sure I got connected with you. And I love the work that you're doing.
Well, it's so funny how small really the world is, no matter how big the world is so small with so many of us being connected on, you know, different planes and that all kind of intersect in my category, in that focus on helping women and helping women live their best life and, you know, find out what they need to survive. So I just want you to tell the listeners a little bit about your backstory because, you know, I would say what's a nice girl like you doing in the subject of betrayal? Because it's a big, heavy thing, which we've talked about a lot, and that's what your TED Talk was about. So go back and tell everybody a little bit about your story.
Sure. You know, well, you don't study something like betrayal unless you have to, you know. So before that, I've been in health mindset, personal development for 28 years now. And it was all going well. I had a family betrayal that just rocked me to my core. But you know how the universe works. When you don't quite learn the lesson you're meant to learn, you get another opportunity. And that came in the form of my husband. You know, anybody who's watching this, listening to this, you know, it's devastating, shocking. And it gives you an opportunity to say, wait a second, what do I need to learn here? What can I do differently? That's not to say that the betrayals are fault, but it gives us the perfect opportunity to do something different. And that's exactly what I did, and happy to share what it led to and all that's happened since. But you know, when you turn your biggest crisis and turn it into your greatest gift, at least you're doing something good with something really bad.
Yeah, I think, you know, as we have got to know each other and talked about things, I think there may be times in everyone's life where betrayal happens. But let's really talk about what is betrayal? Because, you know, it's one of those kind of complicated words with a lot of emotion. Not if by just saying it, you know, it's like you need the music. Betrayal, right?
And, you know, here's the thing. It's not even just the big betrayals, the obvious betrayals that rock us. It's the smaller ones. It's the, you know, here's how I define it. It's the breaking of a spoken or unspoken rule. And the more you trust, the more you depend on the person, the deeper, the bigger the betrayal. Like, for example, a child who's completely dependent on their parent does something awful, that's going to have a bigger impact than, let's say, your coworker taking credit for your idea. But still, I mean, it's a shock. It's a shock. So it could be, let's say you have a coach, a teacher, a mentor, and they say, you know what, listen to me and I'll keep you safe. And then they do something to violate that trust. That's a betrayal. It could be, you know, your best friend, your secret safe with me. And then there it is on Facebook. That's a betrayal. It could be, something like even with a product. This is interesting. If you believe in a product and then you find that product causes harm, that's a betrayal. You feel betrayed by that company. There's actually something called the love becomes hate effect, which is where, you know, you're a consumer, you're buying a product, and then you find out that this product that they're saying is good for you actually does more harm than good. We get furious. And studies actually found we'd rather knowingly buy something we know is bad for us to avoid being duped. We do not want that shock of thinking it's one thing and it's something else. So it's really whenever we think something, you know, and we've sort of had this spoken agreement, and then without our awareness or consent, that person, that company, whatever, decided just to sort of pull the rug out from under us. That's a betrayal.
Wow. And so how did you get into this business? I mean, you experienced it, but that's one mm-hmm. thing, right? You all have been mm-hmm. through this, but you have become really an expert in this. And it's not only your opinion. So tell everybody about that.
Sure. You know, for me, after that second betrayal, I was so blindsided, and I needed to understand how the mind works and why we do these things and how I could heal. So maybe not what some other people would do, but one of the first things I did was enrolled in a PhD program.
Because you know, that's what you do. I'm thinking like, well, yeah, sure. Well,
And it was interesting because I looked at it and I said, you know, it's always been about everybody else. I have 4 kids, 6 dogs, a business. It's always been about everybody else. I've never even been on my own to-do list. And for some reason, I just felt so compelled to enroll in this program. And it was in transpersonal psychology, which is the psychology of transformation and human potential. And while I was there, I did a study, and I studied betrayal. What holds us back? What helps us heal? And what happens to us physically, mentally, and emotionally when the people closest to us lie, cheat, and deceive? That study, we made 3 groundbreaking discoveries, which blew my mind, and I'm happy to share what they were. But you know, you make some discoveries, you're like, I can't keep this to myself. So So I opened up a whole new center and business and brand, and it led to a completely different life.
Wow. Okay. Well, everybody is sitting at the edge of their chair, or they're stopping when they're doing their dishes, and they're like, Debbie, wait, what were the breakthroughs? So tell us just briefly about the breakthroughs.
Sure. So the first was that, you know, healing from betrayal is very different than healing from other life crises, death of a loved one, disease, natural disaster. And everybody listening, watching this, who's been through more than one, a different type of life crisis, understands this. Like, you know, for example, I lost a loved one. I've been in ICU for 11 days with a horrible disease. It's a miracle I'm alive. But there was something about the nature of betrayal that felt so different. I didn't want to assume it, so I brought it out to my study participants, and I said to all of them, if you've been through another crisis in addition to betrayal, does it feel different for you? Hands down, unanimously, they said it was so different. And that's because with something like betrayal, it feels so intentional. So we take it so personally. So the whole self has to be rebuilt. Confidence, abandonment, rejection, worthiness, trust, you know, that all has to be rebuilt. With other life crises, like let's say death of a loved one, we mourn, we grieve, we're sad, but we don't question the love. With right. betrayal, we question all of it.
Right.
So that type of
ourselves, like I think in my betrayal, I was like, I must be so dumb that I didn't see, you know, the writing on the wall. I didn't see the one-way giving. I didn't see the, you know, the love with a lot of strings. You know, I think as I look back, I blame myself a lot, which I don't blame myself for my mom passing away at 85. You know, I mean, I know that she had a good life, and I can put that in an expectation that one day all of us will go home, you know, so it's very fascinating.
And it's so true, because think about it, we go into relationships thinking that the person on the receiving end has the same set of values and you know, priorities and ethics and that we do. Like I have a very simple way to live. If it's going to hurt someone, don't do it, period. And I assume, there's where we go wrong, right? That other people are living by those same intentions. So we learn, well, that's not the case. So it's not that we're you know, wrong for believing that. I mean, that's what makes us beautiful. That's what makes us loving and kind and open and compassionate. We just have to be careful who we give that to. Anyway, so that's the first one. The second discovery was, while we can stay stuck for years, decades, a lifetime, and many of us do, if we're going to heal, we're going to move through 5 stages. And what's even more exciting is now we know what happens physically, mentally, and emotionally at every stage, and we know what it takes to move from one stage to the next. So now healing isn't just hopeful or possible, it's predictable.
Wow, scientific.
So, I mean, when I learned that, I was like, this is going to give so much comfort to people, because now it's like, you can identify exactly where you are and say, okay, I'm in this stage two. What do I need to do to bring me to that stage three? You know, these are symptoms of stage three. What do I need to do to bring me to that stage four? So there's a tremendous amount of comfort in knowing where we are.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was...
Yeah. They're so exciting. Did you say there's three or were those the two?
No, there are three. So that was the second discovery.
They're so good.
The third discovery was there's a collection of symptoms, physical, mental, and emotional, so common to betrayal, it's become known as post-betrayal syndrome. Now, here's the big misconception. We've all been told time heals all wounds. Well, I have the proof that's not true. We've had over 6,000 people take our post-betrayal syndrome quiz on our site to see to what extent they're struggling. There's a question that reads, is there anything else you'd like to share? I read every one of them. Besides reading about the physical, the mental, the emotional challenges left in the wake of this type of trauma, people write things like, my betrayal happened 40 years ago. I still feel the hate. My betrayal happened 30 years ago. I still can't trust. My betrayal happened 15 years ago. Feels like it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So we've learned time does not heal these wounds. They only heal when we face it, feel it, heal it.
Wow. Well, I know you're all sitting on the edge of your seat. We're going to take our quick break. You're listening to Boost Power Podcast.
You are listening to Boost Power Podcast with your host, Betsy Wiersma. We are part of the Global Sisterhood Podcast Network, women who amplify their voices and are committed to inspiring all people with podcasts on purpose. Enjoy these true stories and proven business tips for your business and your life. Now, back to Boost.
We're back at Boost Power Podcast with Dr. Debbie Silber. And I know you're all like me, like who knew all these things about betrayal? But the most important thing is not only about betrayal, but that there is a way and there is hope and there is a process and there is some science to help all of us. And so you kind of alluded to this. So how did you put this together into a way, a business, to help serve all of us that have found ourselves, you know, betrayed in the world or in the middle of that right now, and that we need your hope and your science?
You know, the best part about these discoveries and all it led to was knowing that yes, betrayal happened. Yes, it's horrible. Yes, it's devastating. I mean, I believe it's really one of the most painful of the human experiences, right? Because relationships rest on a bed of trust. And when that's shattered by the people, you know, we're never blindsided by people we don't know. It's by the people we've given our love and trust to. So knowing that there's this predictable way to heal is just so, you know, so comforting. So really what it led to was, I opened up the PBT Institute, PBT standing for Post-Betrayal Transformation, which is, a live physical space in New York. We've since gone completely online because people just prefer it. A membership community and programs and products and a podcast and a book and the TEDx and all these exciting things. It also led to my husband and I marrying each other again, you know.
Wow, what a bonus.
Well, you know, here's what happens. I do not believe in repairing. I don't think you can repair after betrayal, but you can rebuild. And the way it works is, and I see this so often, betrayal creates complete and utter destruction of what you've had. And it's traumatizing. It's really upsetting. The beauty, though, is if you're willing, if the situation lends itself, and if you want to, from that space, now you're able to create something entirely different that you never would have had access to had that not happened.
Right. So, and the communication and the understanding of the first process is part of that building block for what's possible.
And what I see so often is people are so afraid of that death piece, the death of the old. Right. So they're sort of dragging around like this relationship that absolutely is not in their highest and best interest. And they really suffer because of it, where if that relationship as it was came to a complete and utter end, who knows what could happen. Now, here's the thing, like with my family betrayal, complete and utter destruction, you know, I rebuilt myself and moved on because it really wasn't an option to rebuild. But then, you know, on the other side with my, you know, my husband, different situation. You never know
right
what it'll lead to, but you don't know what you're working with until the old is completely gone.
Yeah, and I got to think you have to have two willing parties that are really ready to acknowledge what happened, you know, and work through that process. You know, I think in mine, I would not be interested. I don't want to do the work. In my friend betrayal, thank God it isn't a family betrayal, but in friend betrayal, not that interested. You know, it's just like too much heavy lifting. And I think you do, I'm sure you and your husband both had to say, okay, what does the new look like? You know, what's the new exciting thing? So, well, that is a great bonus. We like to, in this part of the show, talk about tips for other people listening. So all of us are building an idea, a family, a business, a dream, a charity, an outreach, a synagogue. You know, we're all on a committee. Mm-hmm. And women were probably on five. Okay, we're all on five committees. So what would be some tips? So you had a big idea. I'd like you to talk a little bit more about doing something bold for yourself. Because, man, when you said that, every bone in my body, I got the goosebumps. But going to film school, you know, it's like, when? At 60, you know, do we do that thing for ourselves? So how did you just do it? How did you...
Yeah, well, I went back for that PhD at 50. And you know how many people told me I was crazy? And I get it. And I thought about it. I was like, well, you know, I'm going to be, you know, it took a couple of years. I'll be a couple of years older anyway. How cool would it be to have this PhD when I get there, right? So I really think when it's something that personal, you really have to be so careful who you share your dreams with, because that, you know, in your best interest, they're trying to keep you safe, but they're keeping you stuck.
Right.
You know, I'll never forget years ago, there was one group of friends and we would get together and it was, what's new with you? Nothing, 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 nothing. It was my turn. And I was all excited because I was doing this big event and sharing it. And then I was getting the look like, are you nuts? And so now I'm thinking, oh, well, I still have time to cancel. I'll tell the speakers, never mind. I'll get my money back from the venue. And then I remembered quickly, I raced home and I was in a mastermind group. We had a private Facebook page. And I just said, oh my gosh, I'm thinking about canceling this event. Within 5 minutes, they said, oh my gosh, Debbie, I wish I was in New York. I'd be there in a second. One day it should be two, you know, and like, and confirmed all of these things. So you have to be so careful who you share your dreams with, your ideas with, because if you're on the fence, the naysayers will have you doubting yourself in a minute, you know, but there'll always be doubts. There'll always be doubts. And I think it's really, it's a test to see how committed you are.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's so funny when you said that. It's like finding the right tribe. I think that's what I'm so excited about your new membership product that you have. Because if you want to do the good work on betrayal and you want to survive and thrive, how nice to have a safe, curated community with so many benefits. And at the end, I can have you just tell them a little bit more about it. But it's like it's a safe place there. It's like if I'm going to build a big idea, I want to hang out with you because you're willing to think and be about a big idea. And I was just thinking that the other day, like, look at all the normal people, you know, and they have a nice meal and they watch a TV show. And then I'm like up at midnight creating the next thing and trying to fund it. Always the most fun part. Trying to fund it, but I think there is an ilk, a mom phrase. I have a lot of mom phrases coming back to me lately. The ilk of people that think the same and head into this day with, what can I give? Who can I help? You know, where can I serve? And I'll still feed the six dogs and you know, take care of the family.
You know, I'm a strong believer in be very anything. It doesn't matter what that thing is. Just be very committed or be very fun, be very nice, be very whatever. I think we play so small. And it doesn't matter what our interest is. It doesn't matter what our, you know, our dream is. Really, I am so excited. I can get into a room with, it doesn't matter. There could be 100 people there, but every single person is so lit up about their own individual thing. I'd be in a room like that every single day versus people who are just like, you know, I live in New York and sometimes I take the train into New York City and I'll see people on the train in the morning and I swear it's like the Walking Dead. It's like, oh, let me just do this commute back and forth every day. 30 years, I'll retire. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
it's a choice. I get the perceived safety out of that. Ooh, but I don't know. I'd rather squeeze the juice out of life.
Yeah, me too. Go to bed tired, I always say, right? It's like once I finish a day, it's like, did it, got it, put everything in there I could, had all the fun I could, helped all the people I could, and I'll go to bed tired. And then we'll just see if you get that gift of another day. You know, what a beautiful gift. Well, thank you so much. So tell everybody a little bit about how to access you, how to find you in the exciting new membership.
Yeah, I would say the first thing, just take that quiz, because this way you'll see to what extent you're still struggling. So that's just right at pbtinstitute.com/quiz. I mean, that's like the most basic. That's what, you know, that's where to start. The membership, that is just, it's, you know, the beauty of the study, all the members of the program, and the 6,000 plus people who've taken the post-betrayal syndrome quiz is I've been finding out what everybody needs. So what this whole membership community is, every single thing that everybody has expressed they need, which is community offline, you know, not a Facebook group, but private, because so they feel safe. Connection. They need certified coaches, because here's the thing. If you see the wrong type of expert, it does more harm than good, because they have you doubting totally yourself. Ooh, it's awful. Yeah. Awful. Curated experts I'm bringing in who just teach just the most amazing things. Group classes, like at a fitness studio, yoga studio, where classes are running all day long. You know, so this way that whoever is in that community just feels so well served. They know they're in the right place. They do it on a month to month. So this way it's not, you know, breaking the bank. And I don't know, it's just, it's serving all of those different needs that everybody has expressed would really help them.
Okay. And then tell them about the next book. I'm not going to call it the new book because podcasts are evergreen. So who knows, and someone's listening to this in the future, you know, how many wonderful books you bless the world with, but tell them about the next.
Okay. Well, The Uncheckable Woman was out. That was really, it was sort of, I was hinting at my betrayal. I wasn't really ready to, you know, be so boldly out there with it yet. And it's really about healing from a life crisis. But the book that is out, the next book, like you said, that's called Trust Again. And this is my story. I mean, it's completely vulnerable. It's all of the people who are in my study. It's the five stages from betrayal, the breakthrough, with all of my tips, tools, strategies, suggestions. It's written for the person who says, I need some serious help with this, but I don't feel safe going out there and getting the support. Let me just have something that I can, you know, have and hold and use and get such great benefit from. That's why I wrote it.
Wow. Well, what a gift to the world, Debbie. Thank you so much. And is everything pretty accessible under your pbt.com?
PBT Institute.
pbtinstitute.com.
And the pbtinstitute.com, but PBT Institute will always forward over.
Great. The last thing we do on our show, and lots of times I'm live, is we pick from this darling card deck made by someone you know very well, my Dream Big, Live Big card deck. And I'm going to have to pick for you since you're in New York and I'm in Denver. So here's your question. Oh, perfect for you.
What does that say?
What will you launch? Oh. This beautiful butterfly. What will you launch?
I'm launching, this is, you know, if you've heard that term blue ocean, it's when there's something that does not exist. So here's what we're talking about, big, bold action. It's terrifying because it's not like this is a proven concept of something that exists and I'm just modeling it. I'm creating something entirely new. So this entire membership community, certifying these coaches and practitioners, giving members every single thing they can ever possibly need to help them heal, and just creating something that serves every single person who's in there. There's a charity component to it. It's just huge. It's, although it's scary because it's not done, it feels so sure. It feels so certain. And I'm just excited for it.
Well,
I'm excited for the members.
Excited. I tell you, on behalf of the world, I'm saying a big, huge thank you for the, you know, the hard work it takes behind the scenes. I mean, everybody who sees you, they see me, they see podcasts, they say, oh, that's just so easy. They just eat their bonbons, get their nails done, feed their six dogs, and, you know, roll out of bed and it all comes up and they don't understand, which I do very well. You know, just not only the hard work, but the intention and the dedication and the energy. toward a big idea. So I'm so happy to be part of the dream, and I will contribute to that network, and that will be so much fun. We're happy to welcome you to the Camp Experience Sisterhood and have you as one of our speakers at our fall retreat, which the crowd will love you and adore you, and it's going to be so much fun to have you in Colorado. Thank you all for listening to Boost Power Podcast. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and now you've met Dr. Debbie Silber, and everything can be better because we learned that there is a will and a way for all of us who go through the smallest betrayal in the office, the biggest betrayal in our bedroom, and all of them in between. There's a will and a way and a network of people here to help you, led by this amazing, amazing woman. Please share this podcast with others who can benefit from our uplifting energy and our ideas. This is your host, Betsy Wiersma.
Thank you for listening to Boost Power Podcast and plugging into stories from the journey of business and life. Our music today is by singer-songwriter Megan Burt. We are recorded at Cinder Sound Studios, and we're part of the Global Sisterhood Podcast Network, women who amplify their voices and are committed to inspiring all people with podcasts on purpose. Learn more at globalsisterhoodpodcastnetwork.com.